Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Christina Liu here, producer, who is now taking over as host. I'm here with the fabulous Otto Lowe. We've been chatting away for the past few segments, and a lot of great stuff going on, which is nice to promote over here, Otto. So before the break, we were talking about exercise and how that's kind of coming back to this hybrid way. And then a lot of our other programs, we're trying to, you know, figure out a way to kind of work through those as well. So we're trying to plan after this. I have a meeting to discuss the flu shot program because we're going to hopefully be able to have some locations where we're able to get flu shots, because unfortunately all you hear about is COVID vaccines and now it's time to talk about flu shots. So it is just another thing to add to the
and list a booster. Of
things. Yeah,
honestly, I don't believe I know enough about it to say anything.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone does at this point. So I do know that, you know, we're the flu shot vaccine program is very important with Project Independence. So we are working on scheduling that as well. Last year, we also had via phone call, St. John's University has a great pharmaceutical program who we partner with for years now that talk to the seniors one-on-one about the correct Medicare Part D program to use. And they will bring, you know, in the past when it was in person, they would bring their list of medications and they would go through it. But last year, obviously, we couldn't do that. But we knew how important the program is, that it was over the phone and people really enjoyed it. You know, they would talk on the phone and kind of break down their meds. And the pharmacist on the other end is typing in. And the amount of money that is saved is incredible. So we are in the planning stages of trying to figure that out as well. So we'll probably do it by phone again because it really was successful. That way. So,
you know, talking medication, right? I've had personal experience and I'm not sponsoring anything. I'm just giving my personal experience where I've had my drug plan and I see on the Walgreens website that it's going to cost I'll pick a number, $200 mm-hmm. for this medication. And I went on GoodRx.
Oh, yes. I've medication seen the commercials
in,
for that.
I put the medication in and I saved $120.
Wow.
Just by going to GoodRx for the 90-day refill. Mm-hmm. So every time I refill that, we're talking a lot of money.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is it's worth looking at other options besides your insurance, like this GoodRx. It's very neat and clean. You put the prescription in and it tells you you can get the medication at CVS, Walgreens, like with a local pharmacy or whatever at this price. And you get a coupon, you bring it to the store, to the pharmacist, and you get a very good price.
Wow. So that's so important you said, Otto, because obviously it's a topic that we've discussed numerous times. And depending on what medication people are on and, you know, it's the costs that go into these things and it's just astronomical. So it's important to kind of do the research because they said, I've seen the commercials for that actually. And to know that that works is really nice. So that's a good topic and we should actually look.
Yeah, it's easy to use too. I mean, you don't have to go through a whole lot of hoop to do. You just, the first screen is put in the medication.
Right.
And you put it in and it says, okay, here's, I have no idea how it works.
But that's okay. You don't need to know.
Well,
as long as it does work.
Well, that whole world of pricing for medical and drugs is another planet.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
I do not know enough about.
You know, and then we're actually having on, which is our yearly topic because it's so important. We always have him on, is the fabulous Barry Klitzberg is actually going to be on. He'll be on October 1st. On the radio program talking about changes to Medicare 2022. And he breaks it down. He is so knowledgeable about it. I mean, I think we all know how, you know, intense it is to kind of navigate your way through these things. So it's really great. He'll be on to talk about that. then we have on the following week in October, we're having on a representative from a Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County. They do great nutrition programs, and they're going to be discussing mindful eating. And she'll give some great tips, which is wonderful. And then I think I scheduled another one, which, oh, I did. On October 15th, we're having on, which is going to be very interesting, someone from the Nature Conservancy. She's going to be talking about different green initiatives and stuff we can do and what their program is all about. So quite the variety of stuff we have going on, Otto. And I'm in the works of figuring out some other, but I want to remind anybody that is listening, if you have a topic or a guest or someone you know or someone you met on the street, you know, that is just filled with great information that could, you know, help the community and not just seniors, but anyone in the community, please call 311 or 869-6311 because I think those are some of the best guests we get.
I'm calling.
Oh.
What would be a topic that is going to be, I think, heating up more as time marches on is cannabis. And I know the town has a committee, mm-hmm. which Wayne Wink is in charge yes. of, I understand. Mm-hmm. And there are some people, volunteers, who are members of that mm-hmm. committee. That would be a good target as a topic, I think. You know, like, there's a lot of things connected to that. Like, how do you explain to a kid that you know, cannabis is okay, or you smell it or whatever? You know, there's a whole lot of stuff involved with this. I think it's a whole new arena that people, you know, maybe I think it's going to be new to a lot of people.
Yeah, I listen. You know, and I think it's important to understand it fully because I think everyone kind of has their, you know, views on and whatnot on certain things. And, you know, that would be a great idea to get the full picture about kind of how these things work and what the plan is, especially within North Hempstead. So I will definitely reach out, you know, once that group starts getting, you know, rolling, I'd like to have them definitely have some representative on. I think that would be great, Otto. So I wrote down your suggestion. I like that you took my advice with your suggestion and it is fully written down now.
Well,
so.
I called.
There you go. You called. You can see that's right. You did a virtual call right into me and that was wonderful. But other programs that we're trying to work on, you know, what the Roslyn Community Center is doing, our social worker and nurse that's over there are in October trying to launch. They're going to be doing a little kind of bingo thing, but it's called Golden Hearts Bingo. And on top of that, the nurse will be providing blood pressure screenings and health counseling. So we've done that in the past, you know, pre-COVID. Those are really successful things because a lot of people would come for either a senior group meeting or a bingo or whatever it might be. But the fact that they can sit with the nurse and the social worker to go over stuff too after that, it's kind of a one-stop shop. So you're having some fun and you're getting some education and your blood pressure checked, which is wonderful. So that is going to kick off in October. God willing, you know, we'll always put that little disclaimer there. We're doing that. The social discussion group is still currently meeting via, they're more comfortable, that group, in meeting via Zoom still. And that's what I want to stress to people. You know, I think a lot of people have different feelings and some are more hesitant than others, and that's all okay. And we're trying to find ways to kind of make everyone happy and find the right kind of balance and safety, obviously, for everyone. Because the men's group that we have, they want to start meeting in person. So we're kind of trying to look for a space for them that is more suitable, you know, and safe, obviously. So stay tuned for all those different things because there's going to be a bunch of different programming we're trying to do. You have a question?
Talking positive, a little golden nugget. Mm-hmm. Last week, we had the advisory committee Zoom call. Mm-hmm. Was it last week or week before?
Yeah, I think it was the week before, yes.
Week before. But one of the things that came out of that, Joanne Tricarico and Andrea were on, and mm-hmm. They said that one of the ideas that they learned about staying positive is they had some people that actually on a daily basis make a little note and write what gave them joy that day. Mm-hmm. as a means of trying to think about the positives in your life. And I thought that was a nice little golden nugget, if you will.
You know, I, of course, as we all know, I follow all kinds of things on social media. And that's such a tip that so many different, you know, kind of mindful positivity pages do, because it's something that's very simple to do, you know, and it makes you actively have to switch your brain to think, you know, and it can be something super small, you know, it doesn't have to be any grandiose, you know, kind of thing that brought you joy. It could be the littlest thing. And it's really wonderful. And I think it's nice too, to have that all, especially if you're writing it in the same place, you know, and then at the end of the, you know, you have this kind of thing. And it's a reminder, you know, I think even my own self, you know, when you're kind of in this anxious state or this worry, whatever it might be, or upset, you know, to kind of look back on something that did bring you joy is certainly important to do. So I agree, Otto. I like that little tidbit that they shared.
Well, yeah, sometimes you just have to back off. Like, we all get caught up, and I'll admit that I do too.
Of course.
You get caught up in this problem, that problem, and sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, and you kind of have to regroup. And this is a good way to regroup, you know.
No, you're certainly right, you know, and I think, you know, listen, we talk about this all the time. Also, you know, it's a common theme on the show is, you know, we're in a time of kind of a state of influx. We're getting so much information from so many different things. Everything is contradicting one another, essentially. So it can be very overwhelming and bog you down. You know, it gets very heavy, you know, so it's something. And, you know, I always think of you, Otto, because we always say it's a lot easier to walk around, you know, complaining, woe is me, you know, but to actively switch your brain to focus on something positive or to do something and make a change, you know, for the body, it takes work, right? Like, we're not saying it's easy thing to do. But in the long run, I think you're kind of training your brain to do those things, you know, and it certainly shifts your way of thinking. And I'm a firm believer in that, you know, and it's not easy to do, but I think, you know, when you do, you actually see the change. So I definitely think that's an important thing, Otto. And you are certainly a shining example of that, my friend. So,
yeah, well, believe me, I work at it. It's not you know, when you're born, they say, okay, inject the positive juice. Some people have that.
It'd be great.
You know, yeah. You know, but like I always like to tell people, when we're born, there's no application that you fill out that says what you look like, what your attitude's going to be, what your personality is, you know, what the skin color is going to be. Then nobody gets asked, right? You kind of get what you get. And, you know, people have to keep that in mind when it comes to judging other people as well. You know,
absolutely. Some,
you know, people have what they have, and, you know, you got to accept that.
You're right, my friend. And I think it's all about reframing, right? You know, you always hear that buzzword kind of in different things is reframing, you know, a situation to kind of spin it in kind of a learning experience or a positive or what might. So I think that that's something that's kind of important to do too. So it's a lot. It's an ongoing thing. Everyone's entitled to having bad days, but, you know, you do what you do. But we have to take another break. You are listening to Community Talk Radio, excuse me, on Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we will be right back.